You're listening to the Flight School Podcast. I'm Jen Lafine, an accountability and success mentor, helping you go from being a goal setter to a goal getter. In this podcast, we're going to challenge those things that hold us back from reaching our greatest potential. We're shining a spotlight on mind drama, procrastination, doubt, and old stories that no longer support the direction we're headed. I'll share tips, tricks, and a few treats about how you can meet your goals and make the impossible possible. If you're ready to start bringing your dreams to life, you're in the right place, my friend. Your wings are ready. Let's take flight. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Flight School Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Today, I have a very special guest that you are going to absolutely love. Nikki St. Paul is a mind, body, and breath coach, and she is the founder of Breathing Mindful Coaching. And the reason I wanted to have Nikki on the show is because I'm hearing from a lot of you how you feel guilty about rest. And I asked Nikki if there was any wisdom she could share with you. And let me tell you, in the next 20 minutes, she is going to change your mind about how you view the importance of resting. And she takes us on a very cool breathing exercise as well. So without further ado, I would like to invite you to listen in to my conversation with Nikki St. Paul. All right, Nikki St. Paul, welcome to the Flight School Podcast. I am so glad you're here, and I'm so grateful for the power of Zoom that can bring us together to record this podcast. And you are all the way over in the UK, yes?
That is right. Thank you so much, Jen, first of all, for having me on your show. So pleased that we connected on LinkedIn. That is the power of LinkedIn. And as you said, the power of Zoom to connect us across the Atlantic.
Isn't it amazing? I absolutely love it. I've met so many cool people through LinkedIn. And when I connected with you, I fell in love with you and with the work that you do, because I feel like it so closely aligns with everything that I stand for. And so why don't you tell my listeners what exactly it is that you do? I'll let you explain it because you can explain it best.
Thank you, Jen. So I am a mind, body, and breath coach. So what is that, you may ask? So I'm a life coach. I'm a accredited mindfulness meditation teacher and a breath coach. So what do all those things have in common? The breath, the body, and the mind are all connected. And I work with women who are ambitious women who are wanting to get success without damaging their well-being. They are always on and they struggle to switch off. And I want to show them that actually, if they learn to rest, slow down, take a pause, they can actually get what they're looking for with greater ease, more peace, more calm, and more purpose.
That's fantastic, because as I'm listening to you talk, the very first question pops to mind is, how can I rest when there is just so much stuff to do? So what would you tell someone who's like, I cannot stop going. I've got so much to do, people to take care of, places to go, things to do. Like, what would you tell them?
I mean, the obvious answer is, okay, yes, we'll just do it. That's not how it works. We know that we're in this world where busyness, productivity, hustle, dare I say it, that is often how we measure our success, our self-worth in this society. That's how we, like, if somebody meets us, Jen, what do they say? They say, what do you do? Yes. What do you do? And we love telling people how busy we are, and we feel that that validates us. Other people feel validated. So when we're in this world where busyness is a badge that many of us wear with pride, and being always on is something that people feel measures how worthy they are, then it is not surprising that somebody would say, how can I rest when I have so much to do? So I think the first thing I would say is, It is absolutely normal. You are not alone that you feel that way. That's the first thing that I would say to somebody. After doing that, I would really want them to think about, actually, because of the way that we view busyness and productivity, it's not surprising that when we try to rest for a little bit, our body goes into a little bit of meltdown. It's like, what is this? What is happening right now? And it feels really uncomfortable.
It feels uncomfortable hard. With rest?
Sometimes more. Then people sit there and they say, they're sitting down to rest, and the first thing that pops into the back of their mind is all the things that are on the list that they haven't ticked off, the other things that they could be doing with that time. Mm-hmm. And they just think, well, I don't have that long, so I might as well just get on with it. Mm-hmm. Or they rest in a fake way. So they're resting, but they're feeling so guilty. Mm-hmm. And they're planning what they're going to do when they stop resting, that actually they're not resting at all. It's just playing at resting.
So as I'm listening to you, like, the word should is like blaring in the back of my brain right now. Like, I should be doing this. I shouldn't be stopping to rest. I've got so much to do. I should go start laundry. I should do this. I should do that. And it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is the exact word. Exhaustion and overwhelm come up really high for people who are trying to succeed in life, whether that be busy professionals or entrepreneurs, who I know many of your audience members are. They want to be successful. So they just think, I've just got to keep going until I get all the things done. I need to never switch off until everything is done. But we know, Jen, like our laundry basket, it's never emptied. No, it's just not. Never emptied. Don't even try.
Especially if you have kids. No, it is never empty. You know, which we were talking before we started recording the session, and I said, the purpose of this podcast is to provide inspiration to help people fly to their greatest potential. And I want to be very clear that that does not mean hustle. It does not mean doing all the things. It means doing your thing, the thing that matters the most to you, that you've been putting on the back burner and not giving your attention to because of all those other shoulds. So I'm so grateful that we're having this conversation today. So let's say we've got a lot of stuff going on and we resist rest, like the shoulds went out. What happens?
I mean, I think with any battery that we put in any household utensil, if we just keep it on all the time, it will eventually wither and the thing will turn off. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that if we learn to slow down and pause, then we will hear the messages that our body is sending us in a whisper and we can respond. But if we just carry on going, the body will eventually shout and scream and we will have to stop, often quite abruptly.
Yes, like running into a brick wall. I think a lot of us have been there. So do short rest breaks really matter? Like if we only have 3 minutes, is that enough to really make a difference?
Honestly, small is not insignificant.
Okay.
So I think that I'm so pleased that you asked that question, because sometimes we may only have 5 minutes in between one part of our day and the next, or we might only have half an hour and we might say, well, what's the point? I need to wait till I have a whole day or a whole half a day. But actually, micro mindful moments matter. Mm-hmm. And I think they matter for many reasons. Is sometimes a small opportunity to come into yourself and be present in the moment can yield really great rewards. And also it can help our body get used to being a human being. Mm. So it's like a muscle. It's like if you're trying to build, I don't know, your arm muscles or your leg muscles, or you've got to keep working at it. And often little and often is more effective than trying to go from never resting to resting all day. Mm-hmm. And so those micro opportunities to actually be a human being and do nothing, quote unquote, is going to help your body, your nervous system, get more used to a different pace. It's going to learn to feel safe by having this rest and relaxation mode. So absolutely, Jen, having those micro moments, those opportunities just to sit and observe our breath, to go for a walk tech-free, to sometimes even just trace our fingers up and down. I know you can't see what I'm doing, but our hands provide us with a great opportunity to be mindful. And you just go up and down each of your five fingers, going, breathing in on the, as you trace up the finger, and breathing out as you trace down. And it just helps to bring you back to what's happening now. Go inwards and slow down.
Love that. I really, really love that idea. One thing that I've used is like rubbing my fingertips together, my thumb and my index finger, and trying to feel like the ridges on my fingers has really helped with mindfulness for me. And when you were just talking about being a human being, with, I'm thinking the emphasis on the word being, and giving yourselves those little moments of rest and breaks. The first thing that came to my mind was it's ineffective because it's not a significant amount of time. But I would also venture to say that the more often that we do it, the more regularly that we do it, the faster we can get into that mindfulness state because of the practice. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a cumulative effect. So it's not completely separate. If you are building up little moments of micro breaks in your day,
I love that.
2 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 10 minutes there. Obviously, if you can take more extended periods, great. But to start with, it can be something really small. And the real goal that we're going for here is to do it in a way that you're not feeling guilty the entire time, because it's counterintuitive, right? It's like, what's the point in doing it if you're going to feel bad about yourself for doing it? And I think if you need another reason, modeling for the next generation that it's okay to achieve success, to go after what you want, and do so in a slower pace when you can just pause a little bit. And I think the other thing I would say, Jen, is that when we do this, we reconnect with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if you think back to what you want for the people that you work with, for the people that listen to this show, how can we know what our great leap is if we don't know who we are? And how can we know who we are if we don't sit with ourselves and learn to reconnect with what our needs are, what our greatest desires are?
That is really profound. I'm so glad you said that. And I think the issue is, you know, the question is, how do we know who we are? Because so many times people get caught in this trap of being who other people have told them that they are. Mm-hmm. And so sitting in silence and spending a few minutes of mindfulness really helps you decide. And that's one of the things that I'm also all about, is deciding who you want to be, what you want to do, where you want to go. So that is so cool. Thank you for mentioning that. So let's spend a couple minutes, if you don't mind, the last few minutes we have here today, talking about breath work, because you hear a lot, or at least I hear a lot, about the benefits of breath work. But for my listeners who aren't familiar, can you, first of all, explain what breath work is and talk about how it fits into this whole mindfulness that you've been talking about today? So
yeah, pleasure. I mean, there are many different types. Breath work is quite a broad-ranging term, a little bit like yoga, that you have hatha yoga, vinyasa yoga. There's different types, but the type which I work with my clients on is learning how to breathe in a way that is going to be helpful rather than hindering you, learning how to breathe correctly. Because many of us, over 90%, are breathing incorrectly. We're breathing with our mouths open. We're not using our nose. We're not using our diaphragm. And actually, quite frankly, it's making the stress that we feel in life worse because we're breathing in a way that our body feels that there's a threat. So why is this even important? If we've got big dreams, big goals, actually slowing down our breathing, so that ties into the slower pace, the rest. If we slow down our breathing, we can access a part of our nervous system called the parasympathetic nervous system. And that is affectionately known as the rest and digest part of our relaxation system. So if we're never slowing down, our breath isn't going to slow down if we're like running 100 miles an hour. So just by simply slowing down your breathing, even if you're moving, just by breathing in and out of your nose a few times consciously, you're telling your body that actually it's okay, it's safe. Even if I'm doing a scary big goal that I want to do, it's okay. I can handle it. And by doing that, Jen, you access a part of your brain that is the front of your brain, the part that's responsible for decision making and creativity, innovation, discernment. So making wise choices. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not slowing down, you're making choices based on habit, based on being on autopilot. And how can you move into new realms if you're just doing what you've always done?
Great question. That's a great question. So can I ask before we wrap up, is there a favorite breathing exercise that you like to recommend?
A really simple one is just breathe in through the nose for four, if you're able to, and breathe out through the nose for four. It is super simple and it can be done sat down as you're about to get on a call or if you're about to go into a big meeting. It just helps to balance out our nervous system and to bring us into that state of rest, digest, and relaxation.
I love that because I had heard inhale for four, exhale for eight. Is that just a different activity? They said like your exhale should be longer than your inhale.
Yes.
I have to check.
So that is, no, absolutely. That is another really good one. And it's great for the evening, particularly if you want to do that lying down to get us into a relaxation mode. But if you're out and about in the day and you want to just balance things out, then a 4-4 or a 5-5 or where the inhale equals the exhale, it's a great way to balance. But that 4-8 is an amazing way to slow things down and help you get into a wind down for a nice restful sleep. So yeah, definitely the 4-8, in for 4, out for 8, a good one.
And we cannot fly if we're not well rested, friends.
So 100%.
What Nikki's talking about matters. So Nikki, what kind of work do you do with clients? Why don't you tell my audience?
So as I said, I'm a mind, body, breath coach, and I combined a lot of that. So mind, body, and breath together. If we turn up for coaching and we want to change the way that we see goal work and success and not always being on, but resting without guilt, then we need to change the narrative around rest. So I use some of the skills from life coaching to look at how we can change the stories that we've been telling ourselves. I use the breath coaching and exercises in my coaching to help people to learn to use their internal tools. And the mindfulness elements come into my program by helping people to find joy in what's happening now and make better decisions about what they want for the future and reconnect with themselves.
I love that. And so where can people find you? Because many of my listeners are here in the US, but I'm guessing they can probably connect with you in other places. But also, do you work on Zoom?
I do. A lot of my work is online. That is the beauty of it.
It is wonderful, isn't it? So where can my listeners connect with you?
So on LinkedIn, so I'm sure you're going to provide all of these links in the show notes on LinkedIn. And from there, you can find access to have a conversation with me if you'd like to learn more about the mind, body, and breath coaching that I offer.
I love, love, love that. So Nikki, thank you so much for coming today and sharing a little piece of your pure gold with my listeners. I love and appreciate the work that you do. And to all my listeners, go connect with Nikki on LinkedIn. Her content is amazing. You will learn so much just from connecting with her and reading through her content. So Nikki St. Paul, it has been a pleasure having you here today. Thank you for being here. And to all my listeners, go practice some mindful breathing. 4 in, 4 out, because your wings are ready and it is time for you to fly. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/workwithme to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.